From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We are playing this week with Paula Poundstone, Mo Rocca, and John Hodgman. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks, everybody. It's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you are on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Molly Blair from Akron, Ohio.
Hey, how are things in Akron?
Cold.
Yes, it gets that way around this time of year. What do you do there in Akron?
I am an auto glass installation technician.
No kidding.
Yes.
So you're the kind of person, like, you show up to people's homes and install?
Absolutely, we'll go anywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the dumbest thing that's ever broken a windshield?
A person's dog was sitting in the front seat, and they slammed on the brakes. Very large dog, head bonked on the windshield hard enough that the whole thing broke, but the dog was fine.
There you go. Yay.
Well, yeah, Molly, it is nice to have you with us. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Bill, what is Molly's topic?
You'll have to take that up with the board.
Homeowners associations. They exist because it's no longer allowed to settle landscaping decisions by single combat. This week we read about an association having to deal with a surprising problem. Our panelists are going to tell you about it. Pick the real one, you'll win our prize, the voice of anyone from our show on your voicemail. Are you ready to play?
Absolutely.
First, let's hear from Mo Rocca.
Virginia Plotnick finds herself constantly reminding neighbors that she's a licensed child care professional. But the Homeowners Association at Seislagos Village in Wylie, Texas is skeptical. This past September, Plotnick emptied out her pool and converted it to a daycare center. Quote, one of the biggest dangers with toddlers is them crawling off. An emptied out pool is the perfect way to prevent that. Trust me, I'm a licensed child care professional. Each morning at 8 a.m., parents drop their toddlers off at Plotnick's home. Then she gently scoops each child up in her sturdy mesh pool skimmer and ever so carefully lowers the child to the bottom. One-year-olds in the shallow end, 2- and 3-year-olds in the deep end. Oh, they'll do their darndest to climb up and out, so I Criscoed the walls just to be extra safe. Plotnick stays at ground level, poolside. I've got a side hustle as a manicurist. Gotta make ends meet. I'm probably the only person who can do French tips with one hand and bat an inflatable toy back in the pool with the other. Plus, there's a drain down there for when they need to go. Seislagos Association President Doris Simpson is more than concerned. We are not okay with 20 toddlers crawling around at the bottom of Virginia Plotnick's dried-out pool, largely unsupervised. Not true, counters Plotnick. Her 93-year-old mother-in-law recently joined her staff. She'd been wandering off, so I put her down there with the kids. I soon expect to be a licensed elder care professional.
Virginia Plotnick of Texas, breaking the rules by using her empty pool as a daycare center. Your next story of condo combat comes from Paula Poundstone.
Burdensome regulation may bring the axe down on yet one more American job. The Island Walk Condominium Condo Association does not allow exotic animals, which means Brutus, the emotional support squirrel, may soon be shoving nuts into the credit card slot of a Clearwater, Florida Kinko's copy machine to make copies of his emotional support squirrel resume. Ryan Boylan, who suffers from medically diagnosed post-traumatic stress syndrome as a result of a car accident, rescued Brutus during Hurricane Matthew. The squirrel and PTSD sufferer bonded. Brutus, who fits into the palm of Mr. Boylan's hand, sometimes curls up to sleep on the man's shoulder. Boylan says he can't imagine his life without him now. Unfortunately, life without Brutus may soon be a reality for Boylan, who last month was served notice to get rid of his emotional support squirrel or face eviction himself. The case is pending, and Boylan has sought legal support, hopefully not from Brutus's cousin, Et Tu.
The Island Walk Condominium Association disallows the emotional support squirrel one of its residents wants to keep in his unit. Your last story of homeowner hell comes from John Hodgman.
They say fences make good neighbors, but according to authorities, one Santa Fe man may have taken things too far. Brock Danda, 46, lives in Salvatierra, a modest gated community just north of downtown Santa Fe. Tucked into a cul-de-sac, Mr. Danda's property shares a 7-foot stucco wall with his only neighbor. The wall meets the Homeowners Association standards for height and southwestern aesthetics. But the problem began last week when Mr. Danda hired a contractor to extend the partition beyond his property line, effectively trying to wall his neighbor in and prevent him from leaving. His neighbor, the author George R.R. Martin. "I just wanted him to stay home," says Mr. Danda. "Every time I saw him go out to swan around the plaza and eat burritos or whatever, I felt like screaming, 'Why aren't you writing? Get back in there and finish The Winds of Winter,'" end quote. Mr. Martin, author of the Game of Thrones novels, is now years late on delivering the final book of the popular fantasy series, leaving many fans frustrated. Construction of the wall began under cover of darkness at midnight last Monday. Progress was slow. By morning, the new wall across Mr. Martin's front drive was only 19 inches high. Mr. Martin stepped over the wall to call the police. Mr. Danda acknowledges his plan was flawed. Quote, "The problem was not only building the wall in secret, but also quickly enough to trap a man inside. That's very hard to do with stucco." But Mr. Danda remains vigilant. "My watch is not over," he said. "If I had only one regret, it is I not make the wall out of ice."
All right. Here are your choices. One of these came up in the context of a housing association rule dispute. From Mo Rocca, Ms. Virginia Plotnick in Texas wanted to run a daycare center in the bottom of her empty pool. From Paula Poundstone, a homeowners association disallowing one of their residents from keeping his emotional support squirrel. Or from John Hodgman, a neighbor of the author George R.R. Martin, attempting to wall in that author to make sure that he finally finishes that last book. Which of these is the real story of a homeowner's dispute?
Well, Mo's just sounds way too, it's just too much.
Really?
It's just too much.
Well, that sounds
so I might have to go with Paula.
You might have to go with Paula. Is that your choice then?
Yeah.
All right. So you have chosen Paula's story of the emotional support squirrel being disallowed. Well, we spoke to a reporter who was covering this important and distressing dispute.
There's a Florida man who is trying to keep his pet squirrel as an emotional support animal.
That was Joshua Rhett Miller. He's a senior reporter for the New York Post who was all over the story of the emotional support squirrel. Congratulations. You've won our prize.
You've
earned a point
for
Paula.
Lifetime achievement. Thank you.
Bye.
What an agent, what a squirrel. He's got the country in a whirl. What's his name?
Shh.